So hi you guys, welcome back to Skincare with me. So in today's episode, I already filmed some content for it, so you guys can be on the lookout for a YouTube video. But in today's skincare video, we are applying, or I am, not we, sorry, I am applying a honey and lemon juice face mask. I did the application, so yeah. I'm going to walk you guys through my whole skincare routine step by step. First things first is my face, because why not? My face is definitely one of the most important features of my body. So, you know, you look at my face. But I take it very well, good care of my face. So this mask is going to be sitting on my face for 30 minutes. In those 30 minutes, I'm going to continue to massage it in, because it's brown sugar with lemon juice. And I love how brown sugar feels. It's very, very good on the skin. It feels very detoxifying. And while I am doing this, I put in my little Pyrex bowl. And so I'm going to reach out my Pyrex bowl, wash my hands, because I'm off here to my full routine as well. One of the reasons why I pay attention to my face the most is because I'm going to keep my skin clean, hydrated, and clear. No discoloration of hair. My skin is fairly even tone all the way out. It's clear, but I just want to keep my skin clearer. You know, moisturized and looking fresh and looking clean, you know. I did have acne at one point in time, so that's how I really started getting into skincare. And since then, haven't really had acne. I started with Bior, their line of skincare products for my face, and that was when I started using baking soda. So, I've come a long way. More so into DIYs, I do use some skincare products. So, I'll walk you guys through it right now. So, also, be sure to go on my Instagram. Check it out over there as well, too. _JordanHamilton is my Instagram. I say this in every single podcast. Make sure you go over there and you are following me for the daily uploads or monthly uploads that I do over there. And if you are not subscribed to my YouTube channel, what are you doing? Go over there. It's Joanna Melanie Hamilton. The link will be in the description. I also have a YouTube channel to show you guys a little bit more. So make sure you guys are subscribed to my YouTube channel and my Instagram. And once again, I want to thank you guys for your continued support. But let's get into this podcast, because I have a lot to tell you guys all about my skincare routine. And so we got a lot to talk about. So grab some tea, grab a snack, and, you know, enjoy. One of the things that I definitely know that I like to do for my skincare routine is I go through all my products. This includes the products for my face, my skin, and my oral care. You guys, this is just very important to me. So I'm going to share my tips with you guys. I do have a shower basket, and it's looking like who did it and why. So my shower basket consists of all of the sprays I use on my skin, which I'll tell you more about. It also consists of this Shea Moisture Papaya and Vitamin C Revive, Brighten, and Body Wash. As well, too, it consists of my staples. You guys already know is the Neutrogena Soothing Clear Turmeric Oil Free Gel Moisturizer and their Turmeric Mist. This is my toothbrush, of course. My hair oil, which is going in my hair bag. My Dove deodorant. My Jergens lotion and my Dove soap bar. My Sensodyne toothpaste and some more spray. And it also consists of a Vaseline. And mouthwash. I use Listerine Sensitivity Zero Alcohol. So that's what my shower basket consists of. Obviously, everything cannot fit in here. So I have two other body sprays that I use on my skin too. And yeah, so let's prepare for the shower routine. So with me, a shower routine is pretty simple if you ask me. Grab a shirt for now. And
come on, My parents are upstairs, but I'll just put back on these sweatpants for now because So my shower routines are pretty simple. They're pretty long if you ask me because I really like to get in the shower, exfoliate my skin, wash my face thoroughly, you know, give my face the TLC that it deserves. And so I'm taking off my do-rag, and I also include my hair care regimen as a part of my skincare routine because why not? Taking care of your hair and your skin and your entire body is very important. So I'm just going to apply a little bit of this growth oil. If you guys are not familiar with my natural hair journey, you guys should go check it out. And so I'm just applying some oil to my hair because I'm going to hop to the shower. Not doing anything to my hair because I cut it off the other day, so I'm completely bald. Nonetheless, my scalp deserves some oil and a good massage. And so I just gently just rub a little bit of oil there. Then I put all my sprays on the bed first because that's the first thing I use anyways. And for sprays, I have about 4 bottles. No. 5, 6 bottles of spray. I mean, that's kind of a lot, but I haven't bought any of these sprays or re-upped on any of them because I've been using these for like a year or two now. And I'm going to teach you guys some hacks that I actually save on perfume. And the reason being is because I am big on skincare, but I'm also big on being on a budget. That's very important for my skincare routine and my journey of taking care of my skin. Being on a budget, staying on a budget, staying within that realm of budget, using what you have, and not having a lot of stuff. So, these staple perfumes, I use them every single day. I also use combos, so that's more than one perfume, and I layer it, and I be smelling good. So, let me tell you guys about them. The first one is Delilah. This one smells so good. It gives off, you know, a very pleasant scent, which is what I like about this one. And then I also have Being Enchanted by Bath & Body Works. These sprays were actually given to me. I don't shop at Bath & Body Works for perfumes. I would actually prefer Victoria's Secret just because they have like a way more better variety of perfumes. And most of the stuff at Victoria's Secret, ladies, you already know they're top tier. But nonetheless, these were actually given to me. So, you know, I was like, sure. I mean, none of them were used or anything like that, so they were brand new. This was Being Enchanted. This is a shimmer mist. I actually like this because it gives you that kind of glowy look. It smells amazing. It smells like a free mixture. It smells pretty sweet. So I like this one. The next one that I absolutely love is this France Elixir. You guys, if you guys have not ever tried this perfume, you guys need to. What are you doing? This smells like so divine. It gives off, you know, that woman femininity energy. And this year, I'm working on tapping into my feminine energy or femininity in general. So, I just feel like having a decent collection of sprays is very important too. As I walk you guys through my skincare routine from start to finish. All of these products are very inexpensive. So, you guys can go and look them up and purchase them below. I will put every single product, the name of them, in the description of this podcast for you guys. So, you guys can go and check it out. I actually enjoy the smell of this spray. I like it. It smells really good. The next one, I actually purchased this one on my own. I forgot the name of it, but this is quite strong. It gives a sweet scent off of it. This one I purchased at my local beauty supply store because they do sell perfumes. So I went in there and just, you know, purchased it out of curiosity. And so I use it, but if you use too much of this, it kind of gives you that, the scent of the perfume itself, but then it kind of burns after a while. So don't use a lot of this, use a little bit. The next one that I have is Bath & Body Works Confetti Dream. This is a fine fragrance mist. This, again, smells top tier. It smells really, really good. I enjoy the application. It just smells, you know, really good. The last one that I have is from Victoria's Secret, their Pure Seduction. You guys already know Victoria's Secret has a list of endless goodness perfumes. I actually want to take you guys in the shopping haul because I want to touch in Victoria's Secret. And I want to touch into Sephora too because I went there a couple of times. And I actually like Victoria's Secret because of their high quality stuff. And their stuff smells really, really feminine. You know, they smell really, really good. I also want to go to Sephora because I know they got good skincare products along with perfumes. Because I'm not really big in makeup, so I won't be touching your makeup department. But I'll be filming a vlog with you guys. A vlog for you guys when I do go. Because I want to get some very high quality skincare products. Because those two skincare products I got from Walmart, I believe. So, I purchased quite a few things from there. So, that's the spray collection that I have. What I purchased from Walmart is their Bior Rose Quartz and Charcoal Face Wash. This is great for oily skin. It's a deep purifying cleanser. That is what I got there. I also purchased the Neutrogena line when it came out with the Soothing Clear Oil-Free Gel Moisturizer and the Turmeric Mist. And I think I purchased my toothpaste there, Sensodyne, because I like their products. I don't shop there no more, unfortunately. But when I did, this is what I got there. And so I got the Sensodyne there as well too, I believe. And I got my deodorants from there. And my lotion. The Soap Saver I think I got from there as well too. The container that I have my lotion and I got there from there as well too. So most of the products that I put on after my skincare routine and on my body I got from there. But I no longer shop there anymore. So I'll be going elsewhere to find these products. If not, I'll be looking on Amazon and, you know, keeping up with my skincare is very important. But the reason why I shopped there at the time was because, if you guys don't know, I was an employee there for 5 years. And I said when I left that place, because it was a toxic work environment when I left, that I no longer was going to shop there. But when I did shop there, I have obviously used my 10% discount. I no longer work there. So therefore, I have the right to, you know, disclose the company. I just didn't like how things were going. So the journey is officially over and it's been amazing. So next I'll tell you guys all about this Shea Moisture Revive and Brighten Body Wash. I got this from your local Walgreens. Now I actually appreciate Shea Moisture because I don't use their hair care products, but I use their skincare. Now this top tier, I appreciate it because it gives you a good lather, a good foam, and then, you know, it has little beads, so this is what I'll be using to exfoliate my skin today. And then after I exfoliate, you guys already know, I can't go nowhere because I use Dove soap bars. I use Dove because Dove smells really, really good. And Dove just gets the job done. You guys know that. I am big on Dove. I only use 3 things from them. No, I like 2. Their soap bars and their deodorant. I have yet to actually get into their, I do use their body washes from time to time too, but I have yet to get into their body polishes and body scrubs because I know those are a little more on the expensive side. But I actually will be trying one of their body scrubs too as well with the collection of the body wash. So I'll do that as a combo because I think, you know, certain products work good together. So that is it. So with my shower basket goes my body wash, my lotion, my deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrush in the middle, then the Soothing Clear Turmeric Mist by Neutrogena and the gel goes, then the face wash, then my mouthwash, and then my lotion, and then the sprays afterwards. This shower basket is not big, so really and truly, when I go do my shower routine, I don't use all of the sprays at one time. I probably do 2, 3 if I'm really, you know, feeling that my skin needs an extra smell or fragrance. I do 3 perfumes. And then I top it off with my Vaseline. And, yeah. That is my complete shower basket. Now, for my shower routine, I'm just taking out my body wash, my soap bar, my toothbrush, and my toothpaste, and my mouthwash, because I'll be getting dressed in my room. not in my bathroom. So, yeah. Let me walk you guys through my full-on shower routine. Okay, so it's time for me to hop into the shower because I need to wash this off my face. And I got my clothes from upstairs already, so everything is good. So, yeah, let's go. Okay, so this is a must, you guys. So, I kind of filmed this video already. I started filming it. So, I let the water run for a little bit. I have my skincare products. And what I'm going to do is just bring them with me in the shower. And so, because I'm not getting dressed in my bathroom, it is the body wash, the soap bar, mouthwash, toothbrush, and toothpaste. And I do all this in the shower because why not? So, I am going to use this exfoliating cloth because I exfoliate my skin. And I also have a washcloth as well, too. I'm going to use the washcloth first, and then I'll use the exfoliating cloth afterwards. So, yeah, because after I exfoliate, all I'm going to do is just rinse off. And my skin feels so much better after I do it that way. So, first is the washcloth, then is the exfoliating cloth. And, yeah, so let's hop into this full skincare routine. Oh, I'm forgetting one thing. My face wash. Because after I wash this off on my face, I'll be going with the face wash afterwards.
Doggy, it's almost time to clean up. We gotta clean up some of your toys in just 1 minute. Doggy's gonna help us. And
so this is the Bior rose quartz and charcoal for oily skin. I like to use this after every single time I do a DIY face mask, which is what I have on. If you guys don't know what it is brown sugar and lemon juice, and that's it. So, I do need to re-up, so I'm hoping I can take you guys on a vlog with me as I go shopping for more skincare products that I want to keep in my routine or I want to add to my routine. So, now, let's hop into the shower. I like to do is obviously I take this time to wet my whole entire body. I think this is very important to use when I first. That's what I do. I make sure that my body is completely saturated in the water before I actually go and take care of the skin. And this just helps me to get a better lather when I do, wash my body. And plus, this is a very good preparation that I use. It just goes really well. It goes in. I do this for about 5 minutes. And of course, you guys already know while I'm in here, I do have to take, pictures. Yeah. Here I go.
Okay. This process is not taking that long. I also like to make sure that I wet my whole test skin properly, I guess. I don't want to miss no points from this process. And so, yep. Alright, so. To make sure that, I bathe properly because I'm being hydrated, I'm first going off my body wash, my washcloth, because I'm really used it so far on the exfoliating cloth. For this, I just apply a little bit. I usually start from my neck down. This gives a really great lather. Making sure I soak properly because the last thing I do for my skincare is exfoliate. Now I don't exfoliate often. I just exfoliate on days where I feel like it's a self-care day, but I've incorporated exfoliating into my skincare routine because I feel like it helps my body in so many ways, just feeling more smoother afterwards, getting off the extra dirt that soap can get off. Plus exfoliating is really, really good for the skin. And so I make sure that I soap up my whole entire body. No, this does not go down there, but down there is water. So yeah, I haven't really found any good feminine care products for down there yet, so I'm gonna search for them. But for now, I just use water, keep it clean. I make sure that I get my whole entire skin. This includes my neck and my back because my neck and my back, I feel like, are the most dirtiest spots in my body. So, yeah. My back because, I sweat back there and stuff like that and dirt and build up and a lot of other stuff down there. So, yeah. Next, I turn back on my shower. And I like the water rinse a little bit. Off under some cool water, of course. At first, I don't bathe in the hot water, but I bathe in like warm water. Okay, so my tips and pictures again. So we kind of like film this whole routine from start to finish, but it takes way more pictures than pictures. And then the next step I'm gonna take is just wiping out my rag, my washcloth. because next, before I do my exfoliating and routine, I'm going to wash out my face. I like my skin afterwards. It feels very, very soft. And moisturized too. Well, it's a little less. I'm doing your face wash. And a little bit of this stuff goes a long way since I'm finished. So I have to see if they have this one in stock because I did. This is pretty heavy. Okay. But a little bit of it goes my way. I put it in my hands and I extra lather and then I swatted my face afterwards. And making sure it was back. Put a little lather and massaging my skin. And then what I do next is I rinse it off. Oh wow, my skin is still feeling nice and moisturized, which is what I like. I also make sure to wash behind my ears and stuff. Now when I tell you guys I'm big on my jeans, I'm big on my jeans. I wash behind my ears with water, of course. And then that's it for my skin. Then I'm going to brush my teeth. Usual. I use something I don't know. I enjoy the toothpaste. While I'm brushing my teeth, I'm going to try to take about 5 to 10 minutes to do this because why not? Last thing I do for my teeth is I put a little bit of water in my mouth. And yes, I do this in my shower. So I don't like to get out the bathroom and have to brush my teeth and wash my teeth. Nope. I do it in my shower because it's a little quicker. And by the time I come out of my shower, I'm ready to just put on my skincare routine. You know, take care of my body, whatever way. And put on my clothes and go where I need to go. I'm going to go in with my wash afterwards. I need to make sure to rinse off everything that I just use in my bathroom. Too big, yep. My face wash bottle, yes I do this all the time because I like to keep my skincare stuff in the bottle and consumers clean. So I give them a good rinse. And then I'll just put them in the sink because, you know, the last thing I actually will be doing is exfoliating my skin. The soap bar that I use. The exfoliating thing is already wet, so in my exfoliating process, all I do is just take this soap bar, I rub it along, because I want to create a good lather with this. And, you know, I take my time when it comes to exfoliating, too. Like, I don't rush this process because I feel like rushing my skincare routine, I'm not going to get a result. I do take my time to do this process from start to finish.
Let me just rinse off my hands real quick. Because I gotta make sure I check the timestamps for these segments here. Okay, so next I'm gonna go into how I exfoliate my skin. Okay. So this is how I really exfoliate my skin from start to finish. So seeing how I'm using an exfoliating cloth, I like to, you know, just make sure that there's enough soap on there. There is. So I usually start from where my stomach is, and I do my back first. My back is one of the areas where I feel like I need to get first before I get anywhere else. And I just gently just take this thing and put it across my back and sit that as two handles. I'm going to get a little arm workout here. I do my back first. Okay, so then I take it and I just gently just massage it into my neck. Because the second part will be in my stomach and, you know, my chest area. Yes, I exfoliate my armpits too. I don't play, I exfoliate everywhere, except for, you know, down there, and that's it. But everywhere gets exfoliated. So I have to make sure that I do take the time, this process, because the next step I'm going to is where my legs are. And this process, I do the same thing I did on my back. For the most part. I kind of like to be sitting down for this, in like a bath or something, but since I'm standing up, I just take it in. Move it along. I'm also making sure to get my shoulder areas, but I feel like there's a lot of dirt and bacteria and germs and all that good stuff because I don't think my body's clean. I don't play with my sexuality at all. I'm done the last part that I do, actually. I do exfoliate my feet. In this process, I like to take this cloth that I have and kind of just rub it around the bottom of my feet. Because, yeah, you gotta take care of your feet. So, the last part that I do is my arm. And this process feels really, really good. The reason why I like to exfoliate at least twice for the month is because my skin has obviously dirt, and so I honestly like to exfoliate because my skincare products that I use on my skin apply so much better. And so I do this at least twice a month. The other times I just shower regularly, but I'm making sure to get every spot, except for down there. I'm even taking down and just massage my hands too. So now, I can turn back on my shower. I have to rinse skin first before I rinse off the cloth. I can make sure that I rip out my skin properly. No area on my body is left behind. I just want to make sure I definitely get this because I'm going to assume, I'm going to get, I think, a lot of water too, so that's what I use for now. Feminine products that I'm going to offer to me, so I think I was going to use one of them. I think it was like some of these, but other than that, I don't need anything down there. I just had to drink a lot of water and keep down there fresh, keep down there clean. Yes, I shave down there as well too. I prefer an electric razor because an electric razor is able to get off all the hair. So, yeah. I shave down there and I shave my armpit because I honestly don't like hair down there because obviously it is an old face older and yeah, down there can't be seen. So, I do shave all the way off. I want to actually try to get wax down there, but until you know, I don't have to be yet for down there. I just make the thing with the raw water and plenty of air too. Mm-hmm. And also I try to stay away from a lot of junk food. I know I have a tendency to eat trash. But what I'm trying to do is stay away from all the bad food and all that stuff. You know what? If you want down there to be smelling clean. Feeling clean and you want down there to be clean in general. I know I do. So, yeah. Last thing I do is just break off one more time. Make sure to get every spot. I do rinse off my face in the clean too. I also make sure that I line up all of the products that I can on my face. That is my full shower routine from start to finish. I got this on bathroom back in my bathroom. I don't like to step on it. So yeah, I took it out before I took a shower. And so, yeah, I just fixed up my bathroom while I am in here. So, I'm making sure that I bring out the stuff I just used. This exfoliator rag is pretty dry, but I do like to wring on my washcloth just one more time. I also go with some more water, making sure that I rinse it out properly. And now it's time for me to, you know, get ready. First things first, I paint my face dry. I keep it damp because when I go get dressed, I'm going to apply my skincare products first. Make sure I take up everything out of my bathroom. leave my bathroom door open so my bathroom can air out, because in my bathroom gets steamy pretty quickly. So time for Thanksgiving with your routine. I usually just put everything on my dresser. And then, alright, so I'm getting ready because I want to go on a little walk because it's summertime. Why not? Let me get out, get fresh air. So that's what I'm going to do. And so, how do you know, make sure that I just take the excess water and just moisturize my hair with it, I guess, because the back of my hair and my neck does get wet. I mean, for the most part, I'm bald, so I mean, like, my hair is growing back. And so, yeah. I make sure to look in the mirror from time to time. Because I did put some oil there. I'm not going to apply anymore. So now I'm just getting ready. What I like to do after I put on my towel is my skin needs to be damp. Because I like to apply my skin products is on damp skin. For my outfit, I'm wearing these floral leggings with a black shirt because I'm going for a walk. So put those on. But I mean, since I organized my shower basket, I'm gonna use two sprays. I'm gonna use the Confetti Dream and then the Francine Mixer. And what I like to do is this. I start from like my wrist and stuff, and I just apply it all over my skin. And trust me, this lasts all day. None gets down there really, because it's just a spray. So make sure it's not too spray so much, but spray just enough. So then I'll do the same thing with the French elixir, and there goes my product combo for my spray. Trust me, I love this. The French elixir gives a very pungent smell, and so with that mixture, you know, I end up smelling sweet. And so I rub this in a little bit. I just massage it in. This is spray. And so, yeah, my skin's still damp. And then I like to go on with my Vaseline. This I use just about a fingertip because you don't need a lot. The reason why I use the spray first and then the Vaseline is because it helps seal in the smell. And, yeah, I'm not using any lotion. And if I do use lotion, it's after I have applied just a little bit more spray on top of this. And then I seal that all in. But I make sure to massage the Vaseline in. And then I go on with just one spray this time, which is the French Elixir. And that's because I really like the smell of this perfume. And I just apply it to my chest and my neck area. It does not go nowhere else. And then, since I'm going to be using just a little bit of lotion, I don't apply any lotion up top there. I apply the lotion more so to my legs and stuff. So, again, I take a fingertip because it's in a jar. You don't need a lot. And, yeah. I start from my legs and then I go up to my thighs. And, yeah, it's basically how I moisturize my skin because I feel like, I've seen improvements since I started doing this massaging thing. I definitely have. So I definitely make sure I massage the lotions on my skin. And I feel like massaging gets, you know, your blood vessels flowing in those areas. And I like to focus on my legs for this part too. And one part I cannot forget, obviously. I take a little bit of lotion and a little bit of Vaseline and I moisturize my feet. I mean, because I feel like moisturizing your feet is very important. And this is part of your skin. So I take a little bit of both of those and I just massage it to my feet because I don't want my feet to be dry. Okay, so I go between my toes and I make sure I take very good, well, care of my feet. Hygiene is very important to me. So that's why I take the time out to do all this. My skin, my feet feels better when it's moisturized too. Plus, you know, you stand on your feet, you walk on your feet, you run on your feet. You do everything on these feet. So I feel like taking the time to, you know, moisturize them, massage them. Self-care is a little bit different this year. I definitely like to give myself foot massages because it feels really nice. You know, it keeps my feet looking healthy and stuff. And you know, I don't go and do pedicures and all that other stuff. Although I want to try a pedicure for the first time. I haven't tried them. Because I've never really thought about getting my toes done. Because for the most part, I wear sneakers a lot. So, I mean, like, my toes aren't necessarily out. Especially because I'm a flat type of person. I don't wear heels. I probably have, like, one or two pairs of shoes with heels. But I'm big on flats because heels hurt my feet sometimes, too. But I definitely like to make sure that I look at my toenails, make sure they're not that long. Clip them if they need to be clipped or take the nail off. That's how much I pay attention to my feet. It's just as much as I pay attention to my hands. So, I keep my feet well taken care of by me. I make sure I massage my whole bare foot too. And then I'm gonna go back in with the confetti daydream perfume. And this. Goes back all over my skin. And then what I like to do is take a little bit of spray, put out my fingertips, and rub behind my ears and at the top of my neck. That's just so the scent of the perfume will last a little bit longer. I take a little bit of Vaseline there too. And Vaseline is good for sealing and moisture too, or just anything. And put a little bit more spray. You always want to make sure that you take care of your body, especially when you're going outside. You never want to go outside basically in a funk. So, last thing I go in with for my skincare, I'm set to finish, is my deodorant. I use Dove because Dove smells really good. And not only because it smells really good, it stops me from sweating and my perspiration is not high, ladies. Taking care of your pH and your perspiration is very important. You never want to walk around smelling musty. I mean, I know what's happened to me a couple of times. No, I'm not going to lie. But the problem is corrected with getting good deodorant, shaving your armpits, drinking a lot of water, and, you know, keeping in touch with your armpits. Making sure they smell good and they feel good. You know, that's why I shave. And then onto my skincare because I'm going outside. And actually, I'm just going to use the turmeric facial mist. With a little bit of the gel. And I only use like a fingertip of this stuff now because it's almost done. And so with this, you definitely just need a fingertip.
And then to seal it in, I use just a little bit of Vaseline. This keeps my skin hydrated all day. Seals in the moisture. And yeah, I make sure my skin stays hydrated. And no, it doesn't give off that oily look. It gives off that hydrated look. So that's what I'm going for. So then for my lip care, you guys should already know this. I use a little bit of Vaseline. I always do some type of lip combo. I think I'm using a little bit of Vaseline. And some fresh cherry Carmex. I use a little bit. I also then can't forget my hands. So what I do is take a little bit of lotion, a little bit of Vaseline, and I make sure to keep my hands moisturized. I know it's summertime, but honey, I don't want dry skin at all. I hate my hands being dry. Because when my hands are dry, my hands are kind of rough, so yeah. Yeah, just throw on my clothes. I actually don't even want to throw on the shirt because the cotton shirt is going to make me hot. So what I am going to put on is a black tank top. I probably have two tank tops. I don't want to tank top like that. No, I just throw the shirt on over it. Because I'm going on a walk, so yeah. If I get off, I can take off my black cotton shirt. I throw my black on. I don't know how to say the name of this brand, but it's called Avia, I think. I wear Avia socks or N1 socks. That's it. Most of my socks are black. I don't like the colored socks because they get dirty too easily, and yeah. But these socks are very nice to go when you're going to exercise, and they provide comfort and support for you. So basically, N1 socks are just because they're comfortable. So yeah, that is my full get ready with me skincare routine. I hope you guys enjoy. Make sure that you check out my YouTube channel because there's a video coming soon. And also check out my Instagram. There'll be some content coming soon over there. And that ends it for this episode. I will see you guys in my next skincare with me episode. Until then, take care.